This is your boy Joshua Chapman, aka
he wouldn't be Jesse if he didn't do it, Josh. He wouldn't be
Take us away, big dog.
It's on you, bro. It's on you, bro. Welcome back to the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Balor, a.k.a. Bambi Giannis, a.k.a. Mr. Take Your Girl in Front Your Face. I am here with my co-hosts, as always. First, Jesse Pink.
Hey, yo, what's up?
A.k.a. Dolomite P, a.k.a. Baby Samoa Joe, a.k.a. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. Next, it's Kobe Price.
What up?
A.k.a. the homie Kobe, a.k.a. Mr. The Price is Right, a.k.a. Kobe. And last but certainly not least, Derek Smalls.
Yeah.
AKA D Smalls, AKA Anthony Mackie Jr., AKA damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to D Will for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you. Shout out to Dre for the intro music. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
D Will. D Will.
D Will.
Wizzle.
My man's getting his first shout out. First shout out alert.
Technically, it's not the first shout out, but this is the first one. We're out of order, but it's not the first shout out. But yeah.
Not the D Wills.
Yeah. So today is a season one recap. So just to clarify, we're going to be going over some of our favorite moments from season one. And so by the sound of that, we're going to be transitioning into season two. There's some stuff in between that we'll talk about at the very end of this podcast, but that's what this one is. It's just a recap. So if you have heard before today, you'll be going through some of our favorite moments and, you know, you'll be along for the ride for the nostalgia. If this is your first time because one of your friends sent it to us, this is a great way for you to catch up, see some of the hilarity, some of the realness that we have in this podcast. And go back and listen to those episodes. But before all that is going on, guys, how are we doing today? How are we feeling?
I'm cool. I'm cool today.
Good.
You got the chains going. Jesse out here talking about me, saying I look. Look, this isn't even the Cuban link. The Cuban link upstairs, to be honest with you.
Oh, he said he got the Cuban. Oh,
hold on.
That's upstairs.
He said he got ice.
Time out, Poppy.
But no, man, smooth over here. All good. How y'all doing?
I'm pretty good, man. You know, I got big 25 energy now, so you know.
Hey.
Oh, I did not think that's what you were saying. Happy birthday, man.
You
happy birthday. I'm not sure if you can see it in my face, but I was like, you got. Oh, he said 25.
All right. Well, hey, if we're doing that, let's do that. Happy belated birthday to Derek. Happy belated birthday to Kobe. You know,
happy belated birthday to you too, Jesse. I was all in the
whole bunch of December birthdays.
In the same 10 days.
In the same 10 days. Kobe year for me. Kobe year for Kobe. You already know how that's going. 25 for Derek. Again, happy belated birthday, Kobe. Have to make sure a particular person know that we are giving Kobe a happy birthday, a belated birthday at that. Stop harassing me in my goddamn DMs.
You so dirty. You so dirty. Y'all didn't know I had a birthday, so there's that too. Oh,
but now we do know, and we apologize greatly.
Is it really within the same 10 days? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
No, it really is, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Maybe that's why we forgot to shout you on our birthday.
It's been so much going on, bro.
There's so much tension. Relax, man. It's all good. It's all
Jesse
good.
Always takes it up to 12, dude.
To 1,500.
To the max. Shout out to Big John.
Jesse's like, oh, you think – oh. You think this is the most I can do? Oh, no.
I mean, look, when we did that Christmas podcast, y'all said I was on 10. I said, nigga, I'm on 60 today. We just cruising. We just
Jesse be on his Stacey King flow. I want to go higher.
Speaking of Christmas, though, Derek, did you wind up watching Home Alone for Christmas?
Of course he didn't. He's not accountable.
I didn't. No. Before you try to go on me, I told you I'd watch it over the break. I did not say Christmas.
You got 3 days left in the break, son. Are you going to do it in the next 3 days?
Yeah.
So, just for our viewers know, you know, we're making some changes, and, you know, by the time we get to the new year. So, you know, we might be adding new people. We might be replacing new people for the podcast. So be on the lookout on that, people. You know, in the meantime, Josh, how you feeling?
I'm feeling like if you want to be part of the cast for season 2, inbox us at jokes_podcast. That's right. jokes_podcast. Jesse and I will be reviewing all applications. No, I'm lying.
Expeditiously.
My auditions, y'all funny.
You gonna be like, so when's the next podcast? What'd you say? What was that?
We gonna send him links. Hey, we gonna send him links to listen to.
Now, y'all know that video of that Jets player who was trying to go into the facility and he did his code and it didn't unlock? Yeah. That's gonna be Derek getting like we're gonna give him Zoom passcodes and it's just not gonna work. Like, guys, can't get in.
He'll be like, bro, what? He gonna look at the jokes like page. He gonna see his face white out. We didn't even attempt to edit it. It's just like, oh, you know, we wiped you out. You know it.
That's so petty.
So dirty. It's a dirty game out here.
And something Desi would 100% do too.
100%.
You know, I'm all right. It's been a time, but I'm all right. But yeah, let's get into this season 1 recap.
So, Slim Balor, I am dying to know what was your funniest moment on the It's Just Jokes podcast.
The funniest moment? The funniest moment of my favorite moments are two different ones. The funniest one is probably recency bias, is you talking about being home every year for Christmas and your dad, like, not being there. And you singing What Do the Lonely Do? That's the, like, that's some of the funniest shit that, like, I'd like, it's so good. It's so good. Because every kid has a phone and an iPhone, or an iPhone and like music catalog that they can like cultivate themselves. So when like no one, like you and me, like we grew up in a time where like kids listen to the radio with their parents as they were driving and stuff like that, or their parents put in a CD, or like you have to listen to this because there's like not a whole bunch of other options to do, right? Like kids today don't have that. Like they can just pop in headphones and listen to like NBA YoungBoy 20 times.
Oh God! Right. Don't get me started.
They could, but it's also like
I hate that. Oh, I hate him. Oh, he's so terrible. I hate him.
We're like the '90s was like closer for us. It's not like people got to understand the.
But like, we also had parents that like specifically put that on.
We had parents that specifically put that, but it's also like, especially for that early 2000 period for hip hop and rap, because I think that's where most of the conversation of this goes towards. Like kids not really knowing classic hip hop rappers, hip hop artists and rappers from the golden era, the 90s, is because, especially in that 2000 era, a lot of that music was inspired by 90s. And we grew up, like you said, we grew up in the 90s. We didn't grow up in the 90s. We grew up in the late 90s, but we lived in the early 2000s. But we were able to make that bridge and that connection. The more we get older and the more we have kids, that's literally making a giant difference. And so the music and stuff shifted. And so it gets to a point where like the kids of today, or even like people of our generation, they might've heard Juicy, but that doesn't mean Big is their favorite artist. You know, it doesn't mean that. Again, they might have heard more of Duffel Bag Boy, I Feel Like Dying, What's a Goon to a Goblin. They might've heard that more. As opposed to that, but I've never seen that for Christmas though. Like I've never seen niggas get upset to be like, you know who the fuck the Emotions is, nigga. I've never seen that.
I was just talking in general because it made me think of that.
Like, I know, It's like, you don't know who Smokey Robinson? All right, well, it's going to get smoky in here. Like, no one's ever did that. You know? But just to clear up all the smoke from all this, yeah, the emotions. What did it only do from Christmas? Yeah, I really do like that. I especially sung that every year when my father wasn't around. But anyway, Kobe.
Nah, I can't. Why would you say anyway, Kobe? What am I going to say after this? What can I possibly say after what you just said that's going to be, like, valid? Like, what can I say is going to be valid? Like, yeah, transitioning to my music, my Christmas music.
We talk about how Jesse just be sliding wild comments in there, bro. Like, you just put it.
I can just see an 8-year-old Jesse, like, sitting by, like, the door and being like, what the lonely
do? Ian a pie shit.
Oh, fuck, that's funny. That's going on the social media for sure.
To all the fatherless souls out there, have a happy, happy holiday.
No. You know what the worst part about that was? What? He tried to toss it over to me.
It to you. Yeah.
Like, I'm supposed to have something, like, eloquent to say after all that. Trying to make me look bad, be like, oh, yeah, my dad was all draft.
I think what makes those moments, like, so funny is just how casual Jesse be, like, when he be saying it. Like, he be like, yeah, I never had my dad around, you know, when Christmas. We're like, Jesse, like, wait a minute, do you want to talk about this?
Oh, Jesse exclusively, like, so signed on to this podcast for therapy. Like,
I got to, because, you know, I use podcasts for therapy, because, you know, that's all black men do. Black men use podcasts for therapy. Anyway. Okay, Josh, that was your funniest moment.
Next time you do something like that, I'm just gonna go full on heel mode on. You'll be like, damn, that sucks. Well, anyway, my dad was around all this time.
That's for you.
So let me call my dad. I'm telling him this awful story that you have.
Look, it's gonna be like, who could that be? Dad! You just came from the store 5 minutes ago? Wow.
Wow, you actually came back from the store like you said you would? Crazy.
Crazy. Some people don't do that. Some people don't do that. Wow.
Ho-hum. Sucks for them. Oh, man.
Okay, so, Derek, what's your funniest moment, folks?
So, honestly, I think the funniest moment, so it's kind of just funny that I'm saying this even in itself, but, like, the harping that, like, you and Josh do in general, like, whenever I bring up a point or try to, like, do something, like, bro, it's just, like, bullets firing. Like, bullets are just raining. I'll be like, yeah, so my opinion about the matter is blah, 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 blah. And Jesse's like, fuck you, nigga.
The banana pudding has to be, like, the one. Because that shit was huge.
Like, oh, honestly, God. All those moments have really, like, done that for me. But I think, honestly, like, honestly, probably the best one, though, probably is honestly the music episode. Like, when I talk about you all harping on me and, like, getting on me, because I was trying to make the whole argument of my two artists and how their verses would be, like, you know, valid. And Josh was like, nigga, you don't even listen to these two artists a lot. Why did you think them? I'm just like, bro, I don't have anybody else. Like, I had no options, bro.
Ooh. Maybe I'm a dreamer.
Ooh. I haven't thought about Kim. Yeah, that actually be a good one. But no, we're talking about all these hypothetical ones, but we all came up with our own.
We did.
Who wants to take the first go at it?
I'll start it off. When we had our meeting, I got bullied again in terms of my choices, because they're not standouts, I guess. I
don't know. Oh, no. Hold on. Time out.
I'm going to advocate for myself on this podcast.
Time out. You can do that, but get it right. I didn't bully you because who you picked. I actually think it's a good matchup. I bullied you for different reasons. Would you care to explain those reasons?
Yeah, we might as well be transparent with our audience. I don't mind. Go ahead. I don't mind. So, for all of our It's Just Jokes listeners out there.
All of our jokers out there, gang gang.
I like music, right? I have the Spotify app on my phone and everything. And the thing is, though, when we talk about discographies, right? Even for the people I listen to, I don't really know all of their stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I know, like, the things that are pretty mainstream, you know, that everybody would know for the most part.
Radio hits.
But once you dive into, like, the deep cuts, I know some of them, but I'm not that hip on, you know, people's full albums. I listen to singles, right? I listen to a lot of singles, but I'm not really an album guy. So, yeah, take that how you want to.
He's also not a fun guy. But yeah.
Take that how y'all want to, audience. But, you know, we still finna get off these opinions. I'm going to tell y'all my matchup, and yeah.
And before we started, I just want to make it clear, like, the format. Like, we're going off of the versus battles that we've seen on Instagram, that we've seen on Apple Music, how Timbaland and Switch Beats start all of this during the start of the pandemic to keep y'all at home entertained. And now we've seen classic matchups like T-Pain versus Lil Jon, Teddy Riley, Babyface.
That was probably one of the most fun ones.
Which one?
T-Pain versus Lil Jon.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
T-Pain's and Rick Ross one, that was decent.
DMX Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that was a weird matchup, but, like, it was fun.
It did well, though.
Yeah.
Erykah Badu versus Jill Scott, man. That was another classic.
Bro, it would be so dope, like, after quarantine, like, they can, like, do a versus live. So it's just, like, a joint.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine that? Like DM, like, against Snoop.
I would pay all of the money.
Like, that would be so dope. Somebody put that in there. And then Fun Groovy Grizzly with that idea. Live IG battles, concerts. You make money. You make money. Look, all the old heads make money. Pay LaBelle and all them make more money after this. Oh,
you might have to keep that and patent that.
All right. Hey, you heard it here first on the It's Just Shows podcast. All right. If you hear it anywhere else, you heard it here first. Run my man his coins.
First. But with that in mind.
But yes. Go ahead, Derek, with your matchup.
So I'm gonna start it off with an R&B matchup, you know, for all the audience members that love R&B. I actually like R&B more than rap, I'm gonna be honest. It gets me in my feels, I guess would be the right phrase. But, you know, that's not always bad, guys. You should have feelings, right? My versus matchup would be Her versus Bryson Tiller. Two very, very good artists, in my opinion. You know, when I'm just laying around thinking about life, you know, these are the people I bump, and they both have hits. I'm talking about hits. So the reason I chose these two, like I said, they just really, one big thing about them, they both know their sound, right? And I had actually a talk with Josh about this, even though Josh thinks that Bryson is very limited, right, in what he can do.
Oh, he is, absolutely.
I take it as him.
He definitely is, but okay.
I take it as him knowing his sound. Right.
His debut album is off the sounds of Drake R&B, so we're not even going to go there, but okay.
Trap Soul has a Drake vibe?
Trap Soul definitely has a Drake vibe.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, interesting.
Type. Absolutely.
It's like, I don't be listening to people's music a lot. Like, I listen to what I hear and shit, like, honestly. So, like, it was just funny, like, when Josh came in and, like, just literally tore apart my entire argument. And I was just like, well, this is fun. I was like, this is cool. So, honestly, it's been like the whole season itself, really. Just like, honestly, y'all be having me weak on every single episode. Like, when y'all just interject.
Because, like, what would piss me off is that, like, we set this up the day before. You had all day to, like, go back and listen to your artist. And you just didn't. And then you came on the podcast to talk about it. It's like, bro, do your homework. That'd be like asking to be on our podcast without, like, you know, doing any type of homework.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Oh, man. We're going up there today.
It's fine. They're not going to see this. They're not going to hear this. It's whatever.
But no, yeah, that would be my funniest one would be the Versus episode when Josh just came through and just tore my entire argument apart.
Honestly. It's like accumulation play, huh, Derek?
What'd you say?
Oh, you. Hey, listen. This is what we not gonna do, Kobe. Because I thought we were friends. Okay.
Now we are. I'm asking the question. I didn't say you did. I'm just asking the question.
I feel like I heard what you said.
Oh, that's a perfect transition to my funniest moment. And this is really messed up because I'm the one that initiated this. It's when we was doing the origin story for Derek. And Derek was trying to tell us what he likes to do in his spare time.
I'm not mad at you, Derek. Josh and Jesse, y'all suck. Y'all gonna make me have to be the one to break this up, break up this heartfelt moment.
Hey, little did he know, this ain't actually a podcast. This is therapy, Nick.
It's a therapy session.
Why do you do the things that you do?
We actually have a hidden fifth person in this. It's your new therapist, Derek.
So Derek, let me ask you. On November 4th, 2007, when you were a kid, no, I'm messing with you.
If you're going to say 2016, I was like, no, no.
Say, hey, cut the cameras.
Were you cheering? November 4th, 2016, were you cheering, crying, or somewhere in between? But no, yeah, I was going to bring a little lighter question to this. What do you like to do for fun? What do you like to do outside of work? What do you like to do when, you know, you're just chilling, you're just hanging out, when you're by yourself?
Glad you asked, Kobe. No, I'm playing. Similar to, oh my God. Wow, I just thought of something. Never mind. Whoa. I got a couple different things I like to do in my spare time. But no, similar to.
I had to beat off.
Oh my God.
Put that lotion away.
It's called relieving stress.
Now I'm here, you fucking jag off. What's wrong with you?
Wow! Shout out to a lot of those stars, man. But you know what? Never, never,
never. Oh my God. Hey,
man, I was gonna do my shit. Like, shout out to who? Shout out to who?
Look, that's a
Dick. Our parents might potentially listen to this. That's so all I gotta say is keep it going. I was like, he liked to beat up. He's like, will y'all leave me alone? What's wrong with you, you fucking jagoff? We got a podcast to do. That's the funniest moment I got, G. Because, like, it all started, for everyone who does not know, we're not doing visuals yet. But when we were doing that, what Derek likes to do in our spare time, I had put in the notes that this nigga likes to beat off.
I do not confirm or deny that claim. I'm just gonna leave it there.
You know, FBI agent's probably like, yeah, he does, bro. Like, golly.
You said
at 7:30 in the morning? Like, bro, like,
you said he got the timestamps. He was just like 7:30, 11:15, 2:30. 3:30. What? It's like, what are you doing?
He's like, aren't these hours that you work in a school?
hey. Wow. All right. All right.
The Cubano legend himself, Kobe. What is your funniest moment?
Early bird gets the worm, huh? Honestly, my favorite, this might be my favorite and my funniest moment. It was when we had Travis on, and yes. I think Josh said that he looked like Sami Zayn.
I did say that. I'm sticking by that. Travis, I love you, but like.
And it wasn't so, you probably couldn't tell his reaction based purely on audio, but it was being able to see his face over Zoom, like while looking at the picture, and he just had the, oh, you guys got me messed up. We're gonna get you into wrestling.
We're doing this. I actually DM'd you the picture of the wrestler we were talking about.
Let me check that out real quick. Where'd my phone go? Oh, I don't know. Do you have it on you? Sorry, my wife has my phone because her sister's coming over and she's got a buzzer in. I want to see this. We should get my reaction. Oh, you DM'd me. There it is. Okay. All right.
Oh no.
That's fine. That's fine. Oh, no. No, that's fine. That's fine. No, that's fine. Oh, totally fine. Oh, I love it. No, I totally see it. That's totally fine. Yeah, great, great, great. Cool. So we're done.
That's like the nice way. So that's him saying.
No, we're done, right? You guys are done? We're done now.
He was not.
That was the nicest, like, hell no.
Yeah. That's essentially the nice way of saying, hell no, I don't look like him.
It's really the beard.
He's going to talk. He's going to be, it's just Joe's podcast, terrible podcast.
No. You guys think all white people look alike. I get it. All white people look the same.
Duh.
Why would we ever say such an obvious thing?
No, you hear it too, because he's just like, oh, okay, cool.
No.
He definitely called us niggers after that. He definitely called us niggers after
that. Hey, I can promise you guys, he did not, he is not that kind of guy.
Maybe Joe from Joe and the Shaw would, but
yeah, not exactly. Travis.
Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know. This is a no-philia. What? Like,
I'm starting to
get warmed up.
What is wrong with you, bro?
I'm getting warmed up.
Like, chill out. This is a year review. This is what we send out. This is the tester. Like, we send this out to people that ain't been listening, bro. What is wrong with you?
It's not for the weak.
Not for Jesus. The faint of heart.
It's not.
You don't want to play that way? Don't play that way. Break.
Look, okay, so...
I'm pretty sure he said that we thought all white people look alike, which, you know.
He said, they do. Whatever.
That's a scientific fact.
Whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, that's a scientific fact. I don't care.
There's like four types of white people. It's fine.
Four types. And, like, you can't convince me that there's any different type. I'm sorry.
What about, like funniest and favorite might not be the same. What do you guys feel like is your favorite?
I told y'all that was probably that's the moment that comes to my mind. The first thing I think of, like, I think even more so from like a recording standpoint, too. Maybe not like a listening back standpoint, but in recording standpoint, that was a moment where I was like, "Oh, that was just hilarious." That whole episode was gold. Yeah. That was one of my favorite episodes.
And that was like our first. Wasn't that our first interview?
That was our first guest. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Travis.
That was a good one.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Travis. Horrible NBA opinions on the Utah drafts, but excellent guy. Excellent.
Damn.
Guy. I just don't think Rudy Gobert is the star that he builds himself up to be.
Listen, we're not doing this right now, Jesse. We're not doing this right now. Derek, what were you going to say?
Travis, you don't like it, DM me. You know my DMs.
You know my DMs.
No, I have a 1A and 1B situation. My 1A would be it had to have been, because we had that whole sentimental moment. It was that whole sentimental thing between you and Jesse on his origin story.
God. Not playing that back. Nope.
Didn't think, you have to now. Look.
God damn you.
I didn't expect it to go in that direction while we were recording. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it was unexpected, but I think it gave people who even know Jesse, for that matter, or people who don't know Jesse, like, a different side of him. Because, like, Jesse's always been known, at least in this, like, circle of, like, being, like, a co-host, of, like, being, like, slightly toxic, funny, you know, like, all that stuff. Yeah, I said it. and that segment gave viewers kind of like, wow, Jesse has a heart. Look,
and his heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Like, literally. So, no, that's my 1A for sure.
And that's not to say that Derek or Kobe or Lewis or Ross or Devin or Peyton or anyone else that I'm really close to hasn't been a great friend, because, you know, I'm very blessed to have a lot of very good friends in my life. But Jesse is, I can't speak highly enough about Jesse, to be honest with you. Jesse's probably going to be the best man at my wedding, whenever that is. No timetable on that. I know for sure he's going to be godfather of my kids. Jesse, you know, like we said in my story, we we came together from on a, at first we were cool on a very like high school, like cartoonish way. And then shit got real and we became very close after that. And there was a lot of talks after school, sitting in the back alley stairs, me, Jesse, and Lewis, just sitting and talking about stuff and talking about when, you know, whatever we were going through and whatever we were feeling and processing and all that kind of stuff. And then we went away for college and, you know, we had a fun summer before that. We were hanging out all the time, the four of us, me, Jesse, Devin, and Lou, and hooping and, you know, and getting wings and pizza and just hanging out in my house and just kicking it. But then, you know, we went our separate ways and me and Jesse basically started talking every single day at some point. Jesse's my closest confidant. You know, he's legitimately family at this point, in our lives. You know, he's, I remember when I went away to college and my parents, for those of you that don't know, I do have a younger brother, but my younger brother is, differently abled. And, essentially my parents ended up telling me that, at some point, like, you know, you're not our only kid, but you're the only kid that we're going to be able to send off to college and do sort of thing. So when my parents were together freshman year, I remember Jesse went over one Sunday and watched football with them and ate and sort of like, you know, sort of, I was like, hey, just go make sure that they're, you know, doing okay, if you don't mind. And because, you know, I know that they're really missing me. So he does stuff like that. I remember there was one Thanksgiving that Malachi was in the hospital. And we weren't sure if we weren't gonna have Thanksgiving at the house. And Jesse was ready to cook Thanksgiving dinner with me all night if he needed to. Jesse has helped look after my parents while I'm gone. And that means a lot. And he has helped move me out an apartment and clean or pack me up to move out here and gone over. And I remember the time that means the most to me is right before junior year of school, my parents told me that they were getting divorced. And I called my then girlfriend at the time, but she was out. So we talked for maybe 20 minutes. And I didn't really know how to feel. And I called Jesse. I told him what's going on. And before I even asked him, you know, do you think you can just, you know, we can go talk? He's like, okay, I'll be ready in 20 minutes. I'll pack my bag. I'll be ready in 20 minutes. And so I told my parents what I was doing. And this was at like 10 o'clock at night or something like that. And they were still in that, oh, it's not safe in the city. I was like, guys, like, you just dropped a lot on me. Like, I need to go talk, do something. And so we went and sat in the car and sat in at Marshfield, where Jewel Osco is. And we talked for maybe like 3 hours at night. And at first we didn't even talk about that. We were just sitting up talking about life and sports or whatever. And that helped me through process some of those emotions that I was feeling at that moment. And I've called Jesse when I was going through relationship problems, and Jesse has always been there for me and in ways without hesitation. And sometimes I don't know what I do to deserve Jesse, because he's literally been there for so much of my growth and so much of my ups and downs, and has never once hesitated to be there.
And then I'm pretty sure you all are probably going to be able to tell what my 1B would be. The moment where I had the most valid argument I had the whole season.
Boy, on the that is episode, probably, that's my 1B.
When I had
shut it down
about Wendy's and how Wendy's is the best fast food establishment out there. I came with the facts. I came with the rebuttals. I came with everything that day. Look, I had time that day. So
You did your homework that day. Good for you.
So I was ready. not you diminishing my argument.
I'm serious. You did your homework. It was the one time that you were prepared, you know?
No, look, we can't say I wasn't prepared that day. Look,
he damn near pushed a T to us on that one from beginning to end.
My second argument for Wendy's is kind of, I guess you can say it's subjective because who really is pure in the fast food industry in terms of how they make their items. But I think Wendy's is up there when it comes to using fresh ingredients, right? You have all these
that's a great argument.
Oh yeah. Come on. Let's talk about it. Right. So you have all these other, you know, fast food places, they claim to use fresh ingredients. Oh, we do this to our, you know, burgers. Oh, we're using 100% da 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 da. Like, no, Wendy's is about that talk. They talk the talk and they walk the walk. All right. You got the fresh lettuce. You got the, you know, the never pre-frozen beef, you know, whatever. I forget how they worded in their commercials, but you
fresh,
know,
never frozen beef. Yep.
Yep. You know, you got that. Their chicken is just, mwah. Look, you know what I'm saying? Those chicken sandwiches.
Damn, they do be run out of burgers sometimes. Hold up. Like,
hey, that's number two, right? I ain't even gotten to the argument that context, I did steal this argument from another, I guess, if you want to call it podcast or YouTube channel. But I remember an episode of an ADD, Great Taste. Somebody brought this up, and I'm going to bring it up again. The change that they made to their French fry recipe when they added sea salt, come on. Those fries were good even before then, but they added sea salt. They were okay, right? They weren't the best. They were okay. But then...
because you needed that little salt packet that came with it. And sprinkle that joint on there.
Used to open up about two of those joints, you know, and sprinkle them on the fries. But then, you know what the higher-up said? They said, guys, we need something new. We need something better. And guess what they did? Those motherfuckers added sea salt to the thing, and those fries just took a leap, didn't they? Those fries took a leap. All right. And then my last argument, food related, because I even have some non-food related arguments about Wendy's, is the signature lemonade that they offer. Let's talk about it. You got four flavors, right? You got the peach. I know y'all out there, y'all love peach flavor shit. I know. I be seeing. Yeah, y'all like the peach flavored lemonade, the strawberry lemonade. Don't even get me started on that. Then you got the all natural, regular, you know, flavor lemonade. If you want that, if you just want to have fun on a summer day, you know what I'm saying. And then you have the tropical berry. Four excellent flavored lemonades, right? That you can just add to your. And Wendy's lets you add it. It's not even that big of a charge, right? If you just want to change your regular fountain drink to a signature lemonade, it's not even that bad of a charge, right? So that's food related, and they have breakfast now. Shout out to Kobe for reminding me of that before the episode started. But I still have to try that honey butter chicken biscuit, whatever they call it. But those are my food-related arguments.
Wow.
Let's talk about what they do. What'd you say?
No, keep going, man. I didn't know you had more. Oh, shit.
Let's talk about what they do for the community as well. So they have a campaign called the One Book for $1 campaign.
Nigga did not...
hey! I have not been this valid all season. You gonna let me talk my shit? Today. All right, look.
Hey, G, Derek episode. Clear the room. This is a Derek episode.
Wendy's partners with the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, right? And if you donate books to them, those funds go to they help fund adopting children so that they can be out of the foster care system. Right. What restaurant you know out here doing that? And then also, this one's for Jesse because I know he'll appreciate it. Wendy's has a whole page on their website dedicated to talking about how they're environmentally sustainable, right? So let's talk about how they use, you know, certain LED lighting in their new restaurants to conserve energy, how they support their workers, you know, and they make sure that their policies in place are, you know, valid. It's just a holistic argument, you guys. Like, Wendy's is just so goated. I don't even have anything else to say. I'm done.
I had no rebuttals, bro. I said
I had nothing.
That nigga literally said, and I know Jesse will like this. Wendy's is also environmentally conscious. I said, yo, like, yo.
Nah, he came with heat. And he even touched on the breakfast. That's the sad part.
Mm-mm.
Have you had it yet?
I was just about to tell you I had it, but it might have been because I was sick while eating it, which kind of didn't make sense to begin with. But it was really, really, like, overbearing, like, the taste. Like, I don't know what it was about the biscuit, but I'm going to try it again eventually. But I did have it, like, 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Man. That's good.
Those are mine. Those are mine.
My favorite moment? I don't know. Shit. My favorite? I don't know, bro. We've had a lot of favorite moments. I guess the origin story is my favorite moment. My origin story is my favorite one. For the simple fact of, I think for me, I think that was our first origin story. That was our first ironic origin story. Our first ironic podcast episode. Because you thought going into it, we was going to get wild. And it just was not like that from the beginning. It was not like that from the beginning to end.
No, we were all giving you your flowers. Like,
it was not like that. And I was like, wow, this is a lot.
I remember even recording that day. That was like the fourth or fifth podcast that we recorded that day. Like,
yeah.
And it was the last one. And we were all like, we were sort of like tired, but it was like, okay, we got to do this. And then it became like easily the most emotional episode that we had done.
Emotional one.
So,
I'm like, yeah, you know, I can't get too specific about this, but you know, I just never thought I'd be here. I'm like,
yeah.
We had a lot, man. Uh-uh. I'm like, now it's different now. You know, ever since that podcast release, you know, fans be out to reach me. Fans be out trying to
shut up, Jesse. I know exactly.
I be reaching for my tweets. Yuck.
Shut up. I'm so sick of you. As soon as he said fans, I was like, okay, all right.
Groovy the Grizzly.
This nigga think he and Griselda.
I'm a lost member of Griselda, damn it. Why keep saying that?
Yeah, so like Jesse said, I have a lot of favorite moments. Travis is a really good interview. Kobe, I wish you were there for Jordan's interview. That was super fun. Like, I really enjoyed just kicking it with Jordan and, you know, talking about Mizzou, but also just talking about, like, just kicking it about, like, when we were calling him Batman, basically, that throughout the entire episode.
We've seen a lot of different things, you know, go on with, like, the state of the world, you know, that it's in right now, from things, you know, being closed to opening back up, you know, and then even with it opening back up, you know, having adjustments, you know, to it. So kind of sticking in like the movie realm, what's your most anticipated theatrical release and why?
Oh, the Batman, hands down, it's the Batman. It's no secret that's my favorite comic book character, always has been. He was the first one I saw, Batman the Animated Series, Batman 89, that's what I grew up with. So as soon as I saw the trailer that they released a couple months ago, I was like, yeah, man, that's all I needed to see. That's going to be dope. Yep. Cool. Robert Pattinson. Yep. All of that. Yeah. It checked every box I needed it to check with like a very first look, and it's not coming out for like another year and a half. So it's going to be a while, but yeah, man, that's what I'm looking forward to the most. Anytime we can get a new iteration of that character on screen, which is something that I've, you know, identified with and have endeared for so pretty much all my life, almost 30 years. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna be excited for that. So I can't wait for it. I think it's gonna be a great film. And, you know, to explain it a little bit more though, like what mostly got me excited about it was to just hear the director speak about it, Matt Reeves, who's done great stuff before this. So I have faith in him, but the influences that he has for this movie, I mean, these are movies that I love. Like, he talked about Chinatown and the French Connection being like big influences on this movie, and I'm just like, shit, like a Batman movie that's like taken from Chinatown, like that sign me up. Like, yeah, take my money now, like that's what I want to see. Mm-hmm. You know, like a real detective story that's like unraveling a crime and unraveling a story in that way, and seeing Batman sort of utilize those skills of his. So yeah, man, it has to be that one. There's other ones for sure. Like, I'm really excited to also see The Matrix 4, because, you know, again, I mentioned that's one of my favorite movies. So just the fact that they're bringing this back, I'm really excited for that. But yeah, most anticipated is definitely the Batman.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Like you said, that they're showing off a lot of Batman's detective skills, because that's definitely something that hasn't been as prominent in the last couple of iterations of Batman, especially Bale. Like, I think that's my biggest issue with Bale's character, or his iteration of the character, is that he basically has everybody else do everything for him, and mm-hmm. he's just a guy in a suit with the money, and he's, you know, and he's putting it where it needs to be. I definitely think Pattinson is going to do he'll at least do an interesting job at it, whether that's good or bad. Like, I think it was going to lean more towards good, but it'll be very interesting to watch him, and especially see Batman interact with a lot of his rogues gallery too. You have the Riddler, you know, there's maybe a Court of the Owls like Easter egg in there, you know, like that sort of thing. Penguin, like all these different characters that he gets to interact with.
Yeah, man. You know, there's so much there for sure. Like you mentioned, that they can pull from, you know, from his rogues galleries, then, you know, things that we haven't seen before that have become like really big in the comics over the past like 10 or 15 years. But all the pieces show me like this is going to be something that's worthwhile. You know, I really think Robert Pattinson is a great, great actor. I've seen a lot of his work post Twilight, which everybody should, because he's done really good stuff. Matt Reeves,
he had a really weird accent in The Devil All the Time, though. It kind of distracted me, I'm not gonna lie.
Still haven't seen that one, so I'm gonna have to see. But he takes on weird accents occasionally. But I mentioned Matt Reeves, and you know, and then the rest of the cast too, like Colin Farrell, yeah. I really enjoy, and Zoe Kravitz. Like, there's a lot of good stuff to like about it already. So
we got a Black Jim Gordon, don't we?
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright, who's also, you know, one of the best like utility actors working. Like, you can put Jeffrey Wright in anything and he's gonna do really well. You can put him in James Bond, you can put him in Westworld, you can put him in kind of whatever you need him to be, and he's gonna deliver. Always a great performance. One thing I watched of him this year, I just watched like Boardwalk Empire for the first time this year, the HBO show, and he shows up in like the fourth season, he's a villain, and I've never seen him like play like a villainous role, and then he nailed it. He did it. Like, I was like, okay, like he can literally do anything you tell him to do. So once they were like, yes, Jim Gordon, it's like, oh, that's actually that might be that the makes, perfect role. That might actually make the most sense, considering like what he's done. Physical appearances there, of course. So yeah, there's a lot to look forward to with that.
That was fun.
That man is Batman. I don't care what he says.
I've never seen them in the same room. That's all I'm gonna say.
Never seen them in the same room, you know? I'm just saying.
No, that episode was dope. Listening back to it, that was a dope episode. Seemed like a cool guy.
Yeah, you like him. And we definitely have to do a crossover episode with Two Black Nerds in season two. So
instead of two black nerds, it'll be six black nerds.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you could call it like six black geeks.
Like six niggas and two mics.
Don't know if I like that, but okay.
Oh, y'all didn't like that. But then like one of the most original names for this podcast was Four Niggas and a Mic. And we all said we can't do that.
Yes, that's trash. Jesse wouldn't like this.
No, I actually came out and said, I don't think we can market this.
Like, that was the name of the group chat, and then we were like, "Yeah, no, we can't do that for marketing."
We're like, "Yeah, bro, yeah, we gonna do this." Then we was like, "Bro, my job might see this." So like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't think my job can still hear what I say. That's fine with me.
Oh man, but yeah, he's that was a...
Mr. Jesse. What did you say about?
Yeah, sick. That was a great look back at season one, though. This is I can't wait to keep doing this with you guys. So I think that's about it for season one, right? Like, is there anything else we need to throw in there?
I just want to say that we incredibly thank all the listeners, both new and returning, for naming us even have a season. Like, we have a season worth of a podcast, bro. Like, how many episodes we have now? We have like 14. We're capping off.
No, 14? this would be
14. Overall.
18. I know. Yeah, 18.
We have 18. 18. Bro, hold on. Time out. Y'all endured us for 18 episodes. And y'all, because of the amount of support you and love y'all gave us, We're coming back with another season. We are incredibly thankful for all the love, all the support, all the shout outs, all the retweets, all the likes, everything. We are incredibly thankful. We will not, we hit our listener, our all-time listeners. We didn't expect to even, we're as of today, we're kissing 1,000. We didn't even think we would get to that point.
But because, oh yeah, by the time this airs, we'll be well over 1,000.
Okay. So then I'll say this then. Y'all got us to 1,000 listens in our first season. And that's because of the amount of support that you all have given us. We would have never thought that this would be, we would never get this much love and support. We thank y'all tremendously. And we hope to continue to give you the same quality of content or even elevate it. We really do appreciate every single person that listens to this podcast, re-listens to it, shares it, everything. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, I mean, don't really know what else to add from that. We got a lot of dope stuff coming to you guys season 2. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take February off, get some stuff together. But you'll see us promoting the podcast all throughout February. So there's that. But we got a lot of dope stuff coming you guys' way. We hope that you enjoy it. But if that is all, so for Jesse Pink, for Derek Small, for Kobe Price, thank you all so much for listening. Thank you to D-Will for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you. Thank you to Dre for everything that you did in season 1 as well. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you to Jalzier and Kingboard for the outro music. And that's going to do it for season 1, you guys. Like we said, we're taking a little bit of a break. We'll see you in season 2. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.